Hi, my name is Abiola Adoragbemi, and I'd like to welcome you to my podcast. Mic check, 1, 2, check. Sound from the other side. Hi everyone, my name is Abiola Adoragbemi and I want to welcome you to my podcast. I know it's been a minute, it's been a very long minute. Being honest, I've missed podcasting, I've missed you, I've missed listening to you, even though I don't know what you are saying on the other end of the device, but I've missed our conversation. And first of all, let me ask you, how has life been? How has isolation been? How far? What are the things that you've been doing to combat this lockdown? Do you go out? How often do you wear a nose mask? Do you still have that sanitizer that you bought that time? Do you still have it? Have you finished? We are just running on vibes now. So just let me know. I know I cannot like hear what you're saying, but I'm pretty much sure that it's good. So I'm going to assume that everything is all correct. And for people that are just listening to me for the very first time, this podcast is about you. It's about young people, stuff that affects our lives, right? And we like dish it out in a very fun way and educative, obviously. So just so that it's cruise, mad, fun, like all shades of amazing, being honest. And I'm not even trying to gas this up. But then I just want to gist you about this new collaboration I'm having on this podcast. We are having on this podcast because it's not just me. Say me and you. We are gathering doing this thing together. Sure you get. So yeah, we are going to be having a new musical collaboration with Grace Countdown. If you follow the podcast quite often, I dropped an episode like 3 weeks ago, and I talked about this countdown with Buddy. Basically, just like Niger's top 10 countdown. What she does is she drops amazing songs, 10 top 10 countdown on AudioMack. The link is going to be in my description under this episode. You can check it out. Fire songs. And I took one song out of the countdown to be under the vibe segment. So just know that we have really, really amazing things planned for you, right? But let me just go to the episode breakdown. We're going to be talking about your obsession with perfect. Every young person wants to become perfect. We all have a role model that wants to be like Che Gates. And as such, we try to copy their process. We try to, you know, want to be like them. And we're going to say that, wrong. So a couple of these things we're going to like dish out. And I say we because I have two amazing young men. From the graphic of this podcast, you have seen that these people, they have money. So they're not shouting. You know, when you are big. You know, they gas yourself up like that. That kind of thing. So their voices are very much chill. And I'm pretty much sure that you will enjoy the cruise. Sick, fire, mad. You get. But then, you know how that, you know that thing that we used to do for people that don't listen to us? There's this little thing that we used to do that when you're listening to our podcast, there's this small thing that you just do. As you're listening to me right now, take a screenshot and post it on your socials, your WhatsApp status, your Instagram story, your Twitter timeline. These fun things to let people know that this podcast is really amazing. Don't be selfish with something that is good. You see, if they keep this from you like that, how would you feel? You go bad now, that kind of thing. So take a screenshot and share on your socials. It really means a lot to me and I would appreciate it. So we're going to go for this vibe segment. We're going to go for this musical, what's it called now? This musical break is called Wayo by Kendrickson. Enjoy, stay blessed, stay tuned, don't go nowhere, we'll be back.
From Lagos to Lokota, no go far away, oh baby, wow. You see the fire where they burn, hey, girl, are you a light up? I got the feeling in my heart, oh.
Okay, we have a Tolu and Ladi in the building. I want to introduce Ladi to you guys. Okay, Ladi is my friend.
Wait, why you don't introduce yourself?
I don't like to hype myself.
I know you guys hype myself. Because me, I feel hype you, but I know.
Okay, my name is Tolu, but people call me Tolu Men, and I'm the media director for Tonso Elite Enterprise Limited. I do designs and social media management, and I have a podcast too, and I just vibe, inshallah. Everything
just vibes and inshallah. Yeah. All right, Ladi, what's up now?
Okay, so yes, my name is Ladi. Most people call me Ladi, sir. But I'm a content strategist and I write, so that's what I do with my time when I'm not playing video games and doing other important stuff. So I have a podcast with Tolu, as I said earlier.
So basically, let me give you this gist before we go on. Tolu literally went to go and brush his teeth before we started this podcast. I don't know whether people can hear, can smell his breath or something, because wait, why you can't go brush?
It could affect their mood. The way you talk when your breath is fresh now, is it?
And why is it like? But then we go use that vibe enter today's topic. Today is we're talking about obsession with perfect, because I guess Tolu is a perfectionist, right? So you won't lie.
Guy,
you won't lie.
No, not exactly.
Not exactly, but you don't feel entirely denial. So basically, I understand that. No worry. I understand that a whole lot of people are obsessed with being perfect. And the funny thing is that there's actually a psychological disorder for that. But we're going to get to that in due time, right? But then, what is perfect? What is perfect? Me as a person, you know, I would like to define perfect as being 100%. Like, we already have an emoji for being perfect. 100. Finish. Mm-hmm. If you're not 100, you're not perfect. But Tolu, do you have any contrary opinion to what being perfect is? Laddie, what's up?
Well, I think being perfect has to do with you want everything to be in order. You don't give room for mistakes. Or any, if you notice any slight mistake like this, maybe you have to redo it or you have to cancel it. If you're doing a project, so it's just you just want it to be complete, 100%, no mistake, no errors.
And you're the researcher, I mean, I'm gonna cast you. yeah, copy and tell us.
I think the issue about being perfect, like, it varies. Like, you can try to be perfect in at doing a thing, and at other things you may not want to make it perfect. So it varies. You can't say you're perfect 100%.
Okay, so like I said before, if you hear that Tolu's definition is kind of deep, you went to go and do research. You are just saying this thing off of the top of our head, so you know that we are natural geniuses, right? But then, like we said earlier on, perfection is like you want everything to go smooth according to plan. And the twist is that there's something called being the human condition. And I make this joke a whole lot because of I Love Your Rebellion, and that's like the name of his album. But then, the human condition states that you're not to be, there's nothing like being perfect. But more often times than not, more young people, or most young people, even me, God, I'm talking, I want to do a couple of things like totally perfect. I can't stand that. Probably I leave my bucket of water there and you use my bucket of water, you don't put my water back. So that's not being perfect. When I say being perfect, it means that like there's the extreme, whatever thing, like whatever anything we are doing, there's like the two ends. There's like the totally lazy part and there's the perfect part. Being human is like sweet in the middle, right? So so we're going to talk about people that, you know, obsess over this perfection. We're going to talk about why I think they do what they do, or why I think they're actually really obsessive about this stuff. And we could just catch crazy go vibe. And before I even go on, so let me just gist you that happy Salah. First of all, we are recording today. Let me today say, Shina Salah be Ilea. Is it like the same thing?
I don't know.
The time
that
we're
going to eat meat now.
Salah for
meat, sir. Now the meat festivity, I mean.
Yeah.
So if you are listening to this on Monday, which is like 1st of August, I mean, Monday, 2nd of August.
Yes.
So if you are listening to this on 2nd of August, it's not too late. Our address is Abeokuta. If you need to give us meat, you can even send Domino's the chicken. We don't mind, right? We did very humble. But then, perfection. There's a whole lot of things that goes behind the idea of perfection and why people want to be perfect. And like I said earlier, there's the extreme end about so many things. So I guess the extreme end of being perfect is the psychological disorder, which I'm going to let Laddie talk about it. But then, before we go to that, personally, I feel that one of the reasons why young people want to be perfect is as a result of social media. And I'm sure you've seen this a whole lot, so many times, that you can't deal again. But if you have to look at it in the reality of things, social media is like the new kind of high. Like, say you get 500 likes on like your usual 50 likes. There's this kind of mad, I've been waiting for you.
Ah, guy.
You could just feel one kind thing, say, if you slap guy. Anybody.
Yeah. Like, say something on top of your body. Yes, exactly.
Now, imagine that you were a celebrity, right? And you now say, for example, now you are in the, not basically a celebrity, but you're in the faces of everybody, like you're like the local champion, right? You now post something, and you see that you dress so fine, you dress so well, and normally you're expecting that this thing's supposed to hit like 700 likes, you can't delete like 100 likes. It does this, what's it called now? It has this psychological implant in your head that you start feeling less confident, exactly. And it's not just, I don't want to know how confident you are. As long as you're on social media, there's this innate strive for likes. I don't know if it's just me. I honestly don't know if it's just me. But there's this innate strive for likes. And I feel that is one way I think young people also obsess with being perfect. And as a person now, if you go to my Instagram, all you see, not just my Instagram, I'm pretty much sure Ladi and Tolu's Instagram is content. Not just because we are content people, but if you look at them now, if they post picture, there's this thing. I don't know if it's just me. Like, say, if I post one picture today, my next picture, guys,
they different.
You guys, they different.
Yeah, like, there's this problem. Say, if you post picture today with one clothes, you know, if you post another picture with that same clothes, because you go, they look, say, shape people, nobody talk, say, they don't see this one before. We did like, we need to reduce the likes on the picture. That kind of thing.
The funny thing is that sometime last year, I did not even notice it. Somebody was not telling me, Adura, is this the only sneakers you have? Look at your Instagram.
That's a thing.
Ah, Jesus is Lord.
That's a thing.
Ah, he was not pointing my Instagram to me that you have worn this clothes before. I'm still seeing it on your timeline again. What happened? Don't you have clothes? And it gives you this kind of like competition in your head. Like every time you post a picture, it has to be bombas, it has to be different. Maybe you are going to Snapchat for filters, or you are going to this new filter that they were selling a couple of days ago that was trending. Yeah, Iron Rust.
Yeah, that one is even Lightroom.
That one is Lightroom. And basically, I see that people like they forget about the journey. They forget about almost living the real life, and they go into social media, and it makes people want to, you know, strive for being perfect. And I think that it is wrong. Like, okay, this episode is kind of almost random because we know like not just vibes and inshallah that kind of thing, but in the real sense of it, being perfect is a very serious thing. And how do you know that you're already getting psychologically impaired? So Ladi, as for the psychological part of it, how you think?
Well, for being perfect, there are people that are perfectionists. All those ones just strive to be perfect in whatever they do. They can't just. It's just anything they want to do, don't see that I give 100%.
You know, that's like a personality bar, like all these choleric.
Yes, yeah, choleric people.
Yeah, choleric people, yeah. Then there are people that have. There's this thing, OCD, Obsessive Compulsive Disorder. You see, where people have this need to be, sometimes that it can be clean. Sometimes it can be clean. They feel they need to do something repeatedly. And most times this leads to like being perfect. For example, someone that has OCD, a minor stain on the person's shirt that you look at, that is just a normal thing. See, this thing will affect me now. Maybe like say anybody will notice that.
Yeah.
But at that point, they notice it. And if they don't get rid of that stain on that shirt at that particular point in time, they don't feel comfortable. They won't be able to relax and do other things.
But the thing is that, okay, I have to be honest with you. A friend of mine told me about that her sister had this OCD. I guess that she's listening to me right now. She told me that her sister had OCD, and at first I was pretty much skeptical about it because I was like, this is why people shift. Like, do Nigerians even have this kind of thing? I don't know, because now white people, they
since Nigeria kind of, they get all these kinds
no,
of
things. But
no, they have one these days. Nigerians only get weird.
it's not exactly weird. I think it has to do with it's more of a genetic thing. More of a genetics thing, because if it looks really, really unrealistic, because it's just like, say we got a day, like you explained, you have a little stain on your shirt, and you could just look at them, you could just go to say nobody they look me, but them in their head
dressing go take and see again.
And you can be saying that this person is immature, you can be saying that this person is being childish, or this person is being vain, but it's really a psychological thing. And I think that people should look into finding solutions to the what's it called now, the OCD, right? But then how do you solve OCD? How do you know that you have this disorder? Because the thing about young people is that we want to quickly rationalize our problem. Say for example, now you are being perfect, you don't want to quickly justify that, no, I have OCD. Don't go and call yourself that too.
Don't be better.
I didn't see people with the thoughts. I have anxiety.
Anxiety disorder or insomnia. My guy, you just know if you sleep at that point. Insomnia is one very mad thing, right? Try not to rationalize everything. I understand that some of these things are real life, they're affecting people. But then you need to understand that these things, they have psychological implications, not just on you but on your kids as well. So if you keep calling yourself that, you know, when you tell yourself, say you get this kind of problem, you're like, even if you don't have the problem before, you go get down,
like you have it.
So yeah. You get. So Tolu is going to give us solutions to some of this OCD, some of these things that, you know, people do. And make I calm down, make I chill. I'll go brush now, no worry.
Okay, OCD is something that is normal. Like, it happens to a lot of people. Some people do not know they have OCD, and there are different kind of reactions that, and I'll be telling you the signs and symptoms of OCD. Yeah, fear of being contaminated by germs or death, or being contaminated by others, fear of losing control, intrusive sexual, explicit or violent thoughts and images, excessive double checking of things. Most people do that, yeah. Counting, taping, repeating certain words and doing other senseless things to reduce anxiety. So I think I'll try to get ways to reduce that. We can use to reduce it too.
Okay, so we talked about social media being a cause of obsession. I'm forgetting grammar. But then we said social media is one of the things that cause people to be obsessed with so many things, irrelevant things, right? And another thing that I think causes obsession with perfect is role models, right? As young people, more than the average of us have not, like, quote unquote, blown. And we look up to people that we see ourselves in, right? Role models are basically people that you see this kind of traits in which, like, say for example, now if you have to look at the creative world, almost everybody is like looking up to Salem King. Or if you look at the artist world, now almost everybody is looking up to, should we get better artists for Nigeria? We get Johnny Drew. Yeah, So we get Johnny Drew, we have some other people that say people want to look up to, they see themselves in, and as such they want to live their life. Like, they want to say that, oh, okay, this is what Johnny Drew would do, I should not do it. Or say, because of I've been creative now, it now mean that I cannot be random, or I cannot do a couple of things, and it causes people to be obsessed with being perfect. And I feel that the beauty about being human is your journey, is your uniqueness, right? You should be able to own your word.
Yeah,
because for this life, nobody know my. I don't know. I'm waiting after. I don't talk too much, I beg.
Yeah, I feel like it happens to everybody. Like, as a graphic designer, you see Chris do, you see his post online, you see what he's doing, and you want to be like him. So when you are making a design, next time you are making a design, you want to try to make it very perfect. But you shouldn't do it like that. You should calm down for yourself.
You have to be calming down.
Chris do way they were in the like this. He has been doing design for like barely say 15 years, and he just started like yesterday. So you want to rush? You want to? You're gonna be copying his design. So you have to calm down. Follow the process. Do your own shit. Make mistakes. Post your errors. Do your rubbish. With time, you become good and better. You can't get better by trying to be like Chris do every time, because he has gone through the process.
So yeah, don't get it wrong. Copying people, successful people, is not a bad thing. It's like, there's a quote that says that if your friends are like the four successful people, you are most likely the successful person. So it's not a bad thing to like want to copy some kind of person. But it's just like you're saying, two of us were writing the exam. And I'm not saying that because of you in front of me, I'm not copying you to the point that I copy your matric number.
That kind of thing.
So I think that, okay, in as much as you want to be like a particular person, in as much as you want to, you know, grow like as this person has grown so far, understand, say, you know, you feel no blue. Like, once you understand that you really are not that important and you might not make as much difference as this person is making, you'll be able to say that, okay, with this my little community that I have, I can influence these people to do more. I can influence these people to be better. Like, they have been, sure you get. So, laddie, how far? Reason, no, we relate.
I feel like the thing is, you don't have to be like everyone else. Everybody has a chance to evolve in a different way. The direction where you are looking that you want to go, you might be looking at, okay, this person you're looking up to does this thing in an amazing way. What they do perfectly might not be something that you have the ability to do perfectly. Obviously, you have and that you can do something else really well that you might have not discovered yet. So it's just left for you to find out what you can do better. It doesn't have to go in this particular direction. You might appreciate what the other person is doing, it might look really nice to you. And if you can't do it, yes, there's no crime in that. You will learn, you can learn, but it might not get the chance to be as perfect as that other person and your role model or who you're looking up to. So it's just basically about balancing everything together. That's and understanding fine. That not you can't be perfect in everything.
You can't be that person, because if you're like struggling to be one person, you are losing your own person itself, because
exactly.
Irrespective of no matter how small say you be, right, you get some kind of people where they look up to you. If you notice now, if you notice every girl's Instagram, permit me to say this, let me just say ugly, quote and unquote ugly, any babe that is like quote and unquote ugly, no matter how ugly she is, she's going to have one person in her comment section that is literally hyping her up, like gassing her up, say babe, watch our neck, that kind of thing. So understand that you as a person, right, I don't want to sound spiritual, or your destiny is connected to that of other people. So when you can own that okay, I appreciate this person, but I want people to learn from what I know, because not everybody's going to know what you know, not everybody has experienced your experience, not everybody has your kind of background, which kind of shapes our reality and our thinking in some kind of way. Trigger. God, I'm already sounding like aspire to perspire. but now facts. So the third thing that we want to talk about that causes obsession with being perfect is celebrities, right? We mentioned Johnny Drew, we mentioned John Bellion. This is like my guilty pleasure right now. I love music, right? And as such, I love some of the artists. I want to be like the artist, but then I don't feel be like John Bellion, because first, I'm obviously not white, right? I'm obviously not as rich as Jandez as John Bellion is.
Low key,
and I don't even guess his voice, but I know if you can't kill myself. And the funny thing is that it's getting so toxic these days, in which, say, some of these trap rappers and some of these, I have to say, maybe Cardi B or Nick, I see aggregate girls trying to form bad bitch, and I'm like, okay, don't get me wrong, it's also part of being celebrity. You want to have this kind of weird vibe going on around you, but then you don't feel they form bad bitch when you don't get money now. Wait till they soap.
You have to calm down.
You have to be calming down. Mommy, you calm down.
I feel like you should allow people like the people that they like now, you know?
No, don't get me wrong. You feel like you're kind of person.
Yeah.
Right? But when you like transcend whatever the vibe this person is bringing to your own real life, look at it. You cannot be walking. Okay, like say for example now, say Quavo, for example now. This is just an example from the top of my head. Let's say he sags abroad and he has starts and all of that. Then you come to Japan that you are staying, then you do like you have the tat, you do the blonde, you do the dread, you sag, then you walk on the road. First of all, they will stop you. That is all mad, right? So basically, when you see these celebs do stuff, they are into the show business, and for their names to keep staying afloat, they need to keep doing a whole lot of controversial things, something that is not pretty much regular. But if I look at us in the real life, that we used to drink Gary sometimes. The day that we would drink, we would take Domino's, that everybody would see it, that kind of thing. So I think that the show business is kind of in a toxic way, obsessing. What am I saying? It is kind of messing with our heads about being perfect. And when you understand that this thing is business, no matter how minute, it might seem like the lifestyle, but understand that these people know they post 24 hours. So, say they post like 3 hours a day, what happens to the rest of the 20 hours? You don't see it, right? There was a time that Cardi B posted a video that she talked in her stomach for like a video. And for like, I think it was about 60 seconds she talked it in. Then, on the last like 2-3 seconds, she now released it. We now saw her real stomach. Hey, God. It's not bad. But then, people where they form bad, between they look, say, they have this perfect stomach. You can imagine. So, any last words from Ladi and Tolu? Waiting, you feel, say, if you stop people's obsession with being perfect, and we can drop your Instagram handles, You can drop your podcast, sell yourself, you know, anything, open market. Please, a different location for me too. So, that kind of thing. So, let's do this.
All right. To reduce OCD, I think you should communicate with people more. Those people that are tripping for, that are trying to be like, when you get to know them, you see that these things don't just come easy. They worked for it. And if you follow their process, you get there. So, you don't have to rush yourself. And again, there are ways to reduce OCD, like medical things you can do. You can see a therapist.
But I don't think you have therapists in Nigeria. Not the thing.
You should get people that you talk to in hospitals. Yeah, all these
counselors, right?
Yeah, all these guidance and counseling. Yeah, they will tell you what.
But the thing about guidance and counseling is, sorry that I stopped you. Mm-hmm. These people are judgmental.
She Nigerian, just say.
Say you never go Union Building. Say you don't ever go Union Building. And they will look like, say for example now, I want to imagine the worst case, for example, you as a guy got raped. How you wish you want to go TikTok and say, I want to stop. They go first look you one kind way, say,
how
you want TikTok out?
Wait till they look.
Because this thing is real life, right? We need to understand that. In order to reduce obsession to being perfect, you need to embrace yourself, embrace your struggles, right? And have someone that you talk to, have someone that no matter say anything with this up like this person is ready to listen to whatever crap I want to say, and she or he will give me what I want. And I'm not saying entanglements, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying all that kind of, you know, vain 5 minutes or 10 minutes excitement. No, it does not work. It actually makes it worse if you have to look at it. But then, sorry that I stopped you, Tolu. Please go on.
Okay, as I was saying, if you can't talk, if you can't go to a physical building to talk to someone, probably a hospital or an institution, you can talk to people online. You check for people that are skilled professionals. They will tell you what to do and how to stop this thing. You can't actually stop it, but you can reduce it. Then another thing to do is, like, you should relax. Try to be relaxing. Calm down.
Relaxing.
Reduce alcohol. Don't smoke. Shall live a chilled life. Calm down. All these things will reduce.
And maybe you should not be isolated as often as
yes.
Because although we're in isolation, we're in lockdown, but you guys, I'm not saying you should quarantine with people or anything. All I'm just saying is that
I can't quarantine people.
Nonsense, not too bad.
You know too bad, but really, try not to be alone for so long, because if you are leaving somebody alone with their thoughts, it's just like a slippery slope. You go just think about so many things. Like, see, you go they do, which leads me to my next point: comparison. Comparison also makes people want to obsess with being perfect. Like, say we are young now, all of us are like, say, in our mid-20s or something, or early 20s, and that is when boys go to buy a car, boys go to build a house, boys go to change your roommates, where it's obviously you got a day when they chop your food stuff, now they pay your salary now. Like, gladly now, now they feed us now.
Now you pay my
salary. That kind of thing. Yeah. But this thing they say, I don't
everything
know.
Can just switch up instantly.
Instantly. And there's nothing you can do about it. It's just sad, but there's nothing you can do about it.
It's very, very depressing, but you have to set your own standard. Here you get, set your own standard. If you are going to, like, you don't have to look at another person's clock. That's his own time. Your own time will come. Just make sure you are getting better each day. You are improving. You are making more money each day.
Doing stuff, right? You know, we just sit down for hours. They expect, say, you want to make money past person. We don't. That kind of thing. So, like, the roundup now. What do you do?
So, for people that have OCD, I feel like it's something that they should see a therapist if you can, because you are going for this country. If you can see a therapist, talk to the right people, that will help out. And for other people that just feel they have to be perfect because of how they see other people, because of how they feel like, how they feel like others are doing, you just have to calm down first. The thing is, you need to calm down, but you don't have to be relaxed, too relaxed. Let me put it in this way. You know that everything is working out. It's working out. It's going slowly. It's for it to be going slowly, it's better for it not to go at all or go fast and crash. just take the little steps each day, keep improving. You can't keep comparing yourself to another person. You know, isn't that person on this since all this hard years when we say you relax? Just calm down and take the minor steps. You get better and you get there.
Also, eventually. Also, Ladi mentioned something that I think that is worth talking about. He said you should talk to the right set of people. Right, you know, in India abroad, that's one of the things I like. Mm-hmm. India abroad, they have this kind of freedom to their parents. They can talk to their parents like, I want to have a girlfriend now. You that you are 23,
you have a girlfriend, kid.
Why you so that kind of thing. Why? I understand that the generation from which our parents are coming from is not some kind of open generation that you can talk to them, and it might be hard, but I think that you should try to talk. You just tell mommy, I want to tell you something very important, but you do what? You have to calm down first. It really is hard because even me, who had the follow talk? Waiting, daddy, I want to go and do something. Waiting, because I'm there.
You get the kind thing now if you follow them talk.
Yeah.
But just understand that you, as a person that you are growing, don't become the parent in which your parents are. Don't become the parent in which your parents are right now.
You have to get better.
Because definitely, the world is evolving. You guys evolve. So nobody talks, say, nobody feel reason you. They do that guy. Waiting, I'm home. No, but really, that's the end of today's podcast. If you notice, the energy is kind of chill, the vibe is sweet, it's just chill. Now, when rich men are talking, they need to shout.
Guy,
like, it's something like
that
guy
rich say, men, like, I won't.
But then, once again, I want to say thank you very much to Tolu Men.
Yeah, thank you for having us on your podcast.
I'll show you the way. You know, go drop your Instagram, you know, go sell your podcast.
Okay,
you know, go hear your podcast.
Go and check my Instagram for my pictures. I'm a very fine boy, and and I'm single. I do media, I do graphic design and social media management, but message me on IG for my works. I don't post my works on my IG. I don't know, I have inferiority complex.
Have you a perfectionist?
No, that's the problem. I'm trying to make it perfect before I post it, but since we've talked about it, I'll start posting my work and can.
So what's in your Instagram?
Tolumen, TOLUMENN.
Okay.
Check my pictures, yeah.
Fine. It'd be like Johnny Dre. It's really, I'm not even joking, sir. But then, Ladi.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, as I said earlier, I'm a content strategist, so that's what I've been for a while now, Shara. But just improving daily. And, we have a podcast, Yams with Ladi and Tolumen. So, if you want to check that out sometime,
We'll be featuring Adura on our podcast.
So we will go continue our gist for the next. So you can check it out. That's Yams with Tolu and Ladi. Ladi spelled L-A-R-D-Y. Yeah. Right. Do you have an Instagram?
Yeah, just Ladi. L-A-R-D-Y. Just
Ladi. So yeah, thank you very much for staying tuned. I do hope that you're able to maintain this kind of energy. You know, as a rich person, you have to be calming down, pick your words one after the other. If you notice, Naso Ladi, they talk.
You know, they
are now. The one about content strategy. Thank you very much for staying tuned to the very end. If you did listen, the vibe segment was brought to you by Grace Countdown. That's the Girl Drops Countdown every Friday. It's a new collaboration that we're working on. We have a lot of collaborations that are coming in. So yeah, welcome to the second series of Shaking Tables with AA. Bless you. Stay tuned. Stay safe. Wear your nose mask. If you are in Lagos, don't go out. Don't go and meet boy. Right? You know the normal thing that I used to do now. But then again, stay safe. Bless up and have a wonderful week. Did I drop my Instagram? My Instagram is _ I am official AA. That is _IAMOFFICIALAA. Same thing for my Twitter. Does not change.
You should do giveaway.
They do giveaway. Well, so go and follow me. I define followers like bastard. But all right now, bye and safe now.
Don't forget to check out previous episodes of this podcast to drop a rating. Our review to let others know how amazing this podcast is. Also, kindly subscribe to whichever podcasting platform you're listening from.